It was the weirdest thing. One morning, purely by accident, I found myself reading a scathing criticism of the language cops who say you're not supposed to use the in front of hoi polloi. I was noting how I'd never heard any such thing, and wondering whether these people were just made-up straw men. Then, just a few hours later, I was curled up with a crime novel that contained the very argument I'd never heard in my life until I heard it debunked that morning. The first mention I read that day came from the 1980 book Tongue in Cheek, A Populist Guide to Our Usage, by Jim Quinn. But I wasn't even reading up on individual usage matters. I was reading about the well-known grammar book author Theodore Bernstein. Quinn was giving Bernstein what for having argued that you shouldn't use the in front of hoi polloi. Bernstein's position was that because hoi polloi comes from the Greek, and the hoi part actually means the, it doesn't make sense to put another the in front of it. Here's how Quinn responded. The phrase hoi polloi has been in the English language for at least 3 centuries, long enough for it to be understood and treated like an English word. It is not necessary to learn Greek in order to speak and write English correctly. Quinn also pointed out that in the Oxford English Dictionary, almost every citation since the early 1930s showed hoi polloi was used with the article the. That part about not having to learn Greek to speak English made a lot of sense to me. Still, having never encountered the no you can't argument in all my years of writing about grammar, I was all set to note, file, and forget this bit of info. But that afternoon, I got to page 311 in Gillian Flynn's best-selling novel Gone Girl and came across this passage in which a male narrator named Nick is recounting a conversation with an attorney about Nick's missing wife, Amy. The attorney said this, "I want to go to the police very, very soon with the contents of the woodshed while the hoi polloi is all loving you again." And, in the middle of the attorney's sentence, Nick thought this. Just hoi polloi, not the hoi polloi. It was something Amy had taught me. By page 311, it was clear that Amy had the kind of smarts and book learning that would make her the ultimate authority in the world of this novel. So suddenly, the very argument I'd heard debunked that morning, an argument I hadn't realized even existed until that morning, was right in front of me. Until then, the only talk I'd heard about hoi polloi had to do with its meaning. People often use hoi polloi to mean the elite, but in fact it means pretty much the opposite, the masses, the common people. Experts suspect that the people who use hoi polloi to mean elite are just confusing it with hoity-toity. You definitely don't want to use it that way. Anytime you're using hoi polloi, use it to mean the masses, not the elite. But whether you want to use it with the word the in front of it is up to you. It's your choice to either treat hoi polloi as a true foreign language term and drop the in sentences like, country music appeals to hoi polloi. Or you can view it as one of the many terms English has taken from other languages to make its own and follow the precedent of the last 80 years saying, country music appeals to the hoi polloi. I like that approach better, but I suspect that, instead, I'll just fall back on my old habit of not using hoi polloi at all.